This presentation is not a biographical history of John Wesley. We should be far outside the scope of our treatment of the history of Providence Church. However, it would be difficult for us to explain why Methodism in Barbados and why the establishment of a Providence Church without some awareness, however limited, to the theological and philosophical factors that help us to answer these questions. Why Providence? Why the Methodist Church in Barbados? With that disclaimer, we can return to Wesley. Knowing that the historical data do not reveal him as planning any radical shake-up of the social and political order in Britain. Rather, it is the reaction of the established church in Britain to his priorities of converting and perfecting souls that led to the eventual formal organization of the Methodist Church. Moreover, Wesley's organic theological reason saw early enough the incompatibility of slavery with the perfecting and conversion of souls, if the perfecting and conversion of souls also meant the promotion of equity and justice. In short, Wesley will have a dilemma facing him. If he's going to push a message of conversion and perfecting, then that would be very antithesis of equity and justice. Thus again, as Hampton informs us, Wesley says that slavery is inconsistent with any degree of natural justice. Moreover, in a spirited defense of natural rights, Wesley concluded that
liberty is the right of every human creature as soon as he breathes the vital air, and no human law can deprive him of that right which he derives from the law of nature. Wesley's Thoughts on Slavery, 1774.
Wesley's theological reasoning then represents one important explanatory variable in understanding why Methodism and later why Providence. His views on enslavement emerged at a time when an intensive debate broke out in Europe and Britain itself on the legitimacy of enslavement. At the same time, we must also note that while there were early signs of a doctrine of equality in Wesley's comments on slavery, it was his hope that the abolition of slavery would be a voluntary act, resulting more from a Christian conviction than from any desire to overthrow the slave system by violent means.